Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 31, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Galileo integrates with Plaid. Trust Payments acquires mobile loyalty platform Mobilize Systems. Bank of America expands commercial contact-free payments in EMEA and APAC. Rakuten is closing the online shop buy.com. Faradim, G+D mobile security team up for eco-friendly payment cards. 26 United States dollars MLN in grants to help recovery of small businesses. PayPal increases its reach to Mexico and Brazil through Mercado Libre. CVS Pharmacy to roll out a contactless payment option with PayPal. Now let's get started. Galileo integrates with Plaid. US-based fintech Galileo has integrated with Plaid for ACH transfer setup. With this integration, joint clients of both platforms may offer their customers a way to connect their bank accounts and initiate ACH transfers. Therefore, clients must still integrate with both Galileo and Plaid, but the Plaid integration is simplified. Founded in 2000, Galileo is a payment processor and program managers in the U.S. Trust Payments acquires mobile loyalty platform Mobilize Systems. Trust Payments has announced it acquired Mobilize Systems, a UK-based engagement and mobile loyalty platform serving the retail and hospitality sectors. Mobilize provides data-rich services to merchants looking to capture and expand customer engagement and loyalty programs, primarily in the mobile space. Via this acquisition, Trust Payments will be enabled to combine behavioral analytics with transactional data to offer facilitated product journeys for customers, payment options, and better insight for businesses. Trust Payments' vision is to help businesses optimize their sales and customer experience, as merchants need real-time transactional data analysis combined with proper insight and help with understanding how customers engage and pay for products and services. Bank of America expands commercial contact-free payments in EMEA and APAC. Bank of America has expanded its mobile wallet capabilities for corporate clients in EMEA and APAC. The bank first launched mobile wallet in the United States and Canada in 2018, and this expansion makes it the first commercial bank issuer to offer the technology to corporate clients worldwide. The bank's clients who use its corporate travel and purchasing cards in EMEA and APAC are now able to use Apple Pay and Google Pay to make and manage card purchases. With social distancing being paramount right now, a smooth and entirely contact-free payment experience is all the more relevant for users, said the press release issued by Bank of America. The mobile wallet capability is available to users in 29 countries in EMEA and APAC, with additional countries expected to be added. Mobile phones and smart watches are also supported. Rakuten is closing the online shop buy.com. Japan-based conglomerate Rakuten has pulled the plug on its U.S. online retail store, originally known as buy.com, TechCrunch reports. In addition, it will wind down its operations over the next 2 months. The shutdown means that the U.S. headquarters will lay off its staff as well. Rakuten clarified that the cashback rewards referral business the company operates at Rakuten.com, formerly Ebates, is not shutting down. Moreover, customers of the Rakuten US store will be able to place orders for the next 2 months, after which the site will shutter completely. Rakuten bought Buy.com for US$250 million MLN back in 2010 in an attempt to expand its retail business out of its stronghold of Japan. However, the evolving market, aggressive growth, and targeting of rivals at Amazon all led to declining business. The original CEO and COO left in 2012. Faritum, G plus D mobile security team up for eco-friendly payment cards. G plus D mobile security has partnered with Faritum in producing and personalizing the totality of the entity's environment-friendly payment cards. Faritum operates in 20 markets globally, and adds a new chapter to its corporate social responsibility and sustainability strategy as a contribution to mitigate climate change and respect for the environment. To introduce these new eco-friendly cards among its customers, Faritum together with G plus D has created a special packaging also made from green materials. The packaging has the logo of the NGO Forest Stewardship Council, FSC, which certifies the sustainable origin of the material used in the manufacturing process. The new Faritum cards are made of lactic polyacid, PLA, that is gained from cornstarch. For this project, Faritum chose G plus D as it brings comprehensive experience and capacity for innovation in the area of bank cards and, in particular, in the development of green products. G plus D cards are certified and are currently the only ones in the market which are made up of only environment-friendly PLA layers. US$26 million MLN in grants to help recovery of small businesses. The Minister for Regional Growth and Local Government has announced that smaller businesses in the UK will benefit from US$26 million of new government funding. SMBs will have access to grants of between US$1.300 million and US$6.550 million to help them access new technology and other equipment, as well as professional, legal, financial, or other advice to help them get back on track. It comes on top of a package of government support to help businesses to recover, including the US$2.6 billion Kickstart scheme, which will create new jobs for people across the country, as well as US$2 billion invested in scaling up employment support schemes and training to help people looking for a job. The support will be fully funded by the government from the England European Regional Development Fund and distributed through growth hubs, embedded in local areas across the UK. It will be fully funded by the government with no obligation for businesses to contribute financially. PayPal increases its reach to Mexico and Brazil through Mercado Libre. PayPal has announced on 30 July 2020 that it is expanding its reach to Mexico and Brazil, thanks to its partnership with e-commerce company Mercado Libre. According to Hataka.com, users will be enabled to use PayPay as a payment method to shop at Mercado Libre in Mexico and Brazil. Currently, the option will only be available in the browser, either on desktop or mobile. The integration comes after PayPal pledged to invest US$750 million in Mercado Libre in March 2019. In December 2019, the agreement was formalized. Moreover, the company's officials stated that in the coming months of 2020, there will be more information regarding its integration and the launch of a remittance functionality. Accordingly, PayPal also has plans of expanding Xoom, its online money transfer service, which has a solid presence in the digital remittance segment. Therefore, in the future, Xoom will enable Brazil and Mexico-based users to receive remittances in their Mercado Pago account. CVS Pharmacy to roll out a contactless payment option with PayPal. US-based company CVS Pharmacy has announced it will integrate PayPal and Venmo's QR code technology in its checkout experience. According to Chain Store Age, the company will offer the contactless payment method at all of its 8,200 standalone stores across the country. Moreover, thanks to PayPal's partnership with payments technology company Incom, Shoppers will be enabled to pay for their items without the need to touch a keypad or sign a receipt, in a secure environment. Furthermore, by using PayPal QR codes, customers can benefit from PayPal wallet features in CVS stores, including the ability to pay by using stored debit or credit cards, bank accounts, PayPal balance, or PayPal credit. Besides, with Venmo QR codes, customers are allowed to pay by using their Venmo balance, or Venmo rewards. Additionally, if customers use PayPal or Venmo QR codes as payment methods, PayPal will not charge them any fees. Overall, CVS Pharmacy will launch the PayPal and Venmo QR codes options to stores nationwide in the fourth quarter of 2020. In addition, the integration with CVS Pharmacy is part of a multi-year agreement between PayPal and Incom to bring acceptance of PayPal and Venmo QR codes to retailers across the country. The agreement allows Incom to distribute PayPal's QR code technology through its cloud-based software updates, enabling retailers to integrate the touch-free payment technology into their POS terminals, chain store age stated. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.